Marnie Glickman has a new job with a couple of ambitious goals. The Marin County woman is the new managing director of the California Green Party, where her first charge is a near doubling of their membership.
We have approximately 113,000 registered Green Party members in California, and we're aiming to register 100,000 new voters by Election Day 2012.
The time and the political climate are ripe for the Greens now, Glickman believes, because of the mounting disaffection with the two dominant parties.
We're targeting people who are dissatisfied with the Democrats and Republicans' solutions to our world's problems. And really, that means Democrats, that means Republicans, people who aren't registered to vote, and declined staters who haven't been comfortable yet with the Democratic and Republican parties.
Greens have been active in California for 21 years now. They've succeeded in electing a scattering of city council members, notably here in Northern California, and are currently a majority on the Fairfax City Council. Glickman is out to significantly boost that showing as well.
We would like to double the number of elected officials we have serving in California by Election Day 2012. We have 35 now, and we feel excited about reaching the goal of electing 35 more.
The Green Party of California has prepared a political platform, but Glickman says their outreach to voters will concentrate less on issues and more on values.
The Green Party believes in nonviolence, ecological wisdom, grassroots democracy, social justice, and economic justice. Our platform, because we're focusing on local issues, really depends on the town where we're working in. But those key principles unite us and have for 21 years.
That said, action on climate change is firmly in place at the top of the green agenda.
The top priority for us is stopping the ravages of climate change on our planet. Having a planet for our children to live on peacefully and prosperously and healthily is a top priority. And none of it can happen until we have stronger climate change policy at the local level, the state level, and at the federal level.
Because they will continue to concentrate on city and county offices in the next election, the redistricting process now playing out in California is not an immediate concern, Glickman says. But like other third parties, the Greens remain opposed to the top two primary system adopted when voters approved Proposition 14 last year.
We are finding exceptional candidates to run for positions at the local level. The jungle primary, the open primary, isn't going to affect us that much in those situations because, just like the other political parties, we are focusing now on great green candidates who have experience, public service experience that they can use in office.
Marnie Glickman is a 20-year veteran of political campaigns, having served previously as the co-chair of the Green Party of the United States. More recently, she was executive director of the national advocacy group Green Change. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.